Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world.
Hello, everyone. My name is Diego Alfonso, one of your hosts with the Florida Aviation Network. Broadcasting live and in the clear from the Florida Air Museum at the Sun and Fun Complex in Lakeland, Florida. During the 40th annual Sun and Fun Fly-In and Exposition. Today, our guest is John Welgemuth. John Welgemuth is the flight lieutenant on the Royal Air Force Air Cadets. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
John, I always enjoy doing this because I did it last year. You were not here last year. There was someone else, and I had a great time talking to the cadets. And what I would like to do before we get into the thick of things, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background in aviation and you know, where the dream come from, and, okay, and how you progressed to being where you are today.
Okay. Started off as an air cadet, just like the two cadets here. Basically, during my high school, went through the cadet career, cadet program. My first opportunity to go flying was with the air cadets in the Chipmunk. Did my gliding scholarship with the air cadets, so got my pilot wings at 16. Was thinking of joining the Royal Air Force, but when I left school, they were downsizing the military on a grand scale. So it was a civilian sort of trade, but also kept in with the air cadets, went through their adult program, so I was a warrant officer, got commissioned, and gradually went through the ranks. Now I run my own squadron back in Penge in southeast London. I also was lucky enough to be at a squadron where the commanding officer at the time had heard about a fly-in in mid-sort of Florida, and basically got some cadets down here back in 94. I think I was lucky enough to come in 96, I believe.
Okay.
My first experience, the Sun and Fun. Left it for a couple of years, and then when my old CO retired, he wanted to come back here as an ordinary volunteer without the cadets. So we used to go to General Aircraft Parking or camping, and I saw how the cadets were being embraced by the fellow volunteers, by the Sun and Fun management, and everybody else that was here, all the pilots, all the people that were arriving were, you know, being really kind and generous to all the cadets. So then I came back out as a member of staff with the cadet program, and in the end, ended up running it.
That's great.
So here we are. So in our 20th year, being here at Sun and Fun.
A lot of people don't know that. I know because I've been a Sun and Fun avid goer for the last 30 years. And I know the contribution that the Air Cadets do every year when they come here as volunteers. Now, let me... how does the program works in England? In other words, how those young men and women find their way into the Air Cadets?
The Air Cadets is basically open to anybody that's between 13 and 20. It's basically word of mouth advertising, but most squadrons are in local towns. I say in the county of Kent, which is the administrative area that my squadron is under. We have 34 squadrons, and we've got the same number of squadrons in the County of London and the surrounding counties. In all, there's 922 squadrons approximately in the UK. We have some overseas squadrons, so where the Royal Air Force is out in various places, there's some overseas squadrons, but mainly in the UK. Squadron size, anywhere between 30 plus, all voluntary. So the whole organisation is voluntary on the cadet side. We have a few paid staff doing a bit of administrative duties per area, but on the whole, it's a voluntary organisation, very similar, I suppose, to the Civil Air Patrol over here.
Exactly. And how do they contribute once you're in the Air Cadets, do they contribute to the nation? In other words, you know, like if you go back to World War II, yes.
I suppose the original idea of the Air Cadets was to get people ready and give them the training necessary to join the forces, because the Air Training Corps was actually formed in 1941.
Okay.
So obviously in a time of conflict, and that was its purpose, was to give the young men and women, or young men, a few better idea of before they went off to do their basic training, to give them some extra skills, so you know, had a better chance of surviving.
Exactly. And I see you brought two cadets with you, and I'm going to address Corporal Sophie Harrington. Did I get that right? Okay. What I'd like to ask you, I want to ask you basically the same question I asked your flight lieutenant. How did you get? How did the dream come about? How did you decide that's what I want to do? Let us know.
I go to my school. They came to my school and gave a big presentation on what the Air Cadets is all about, and basically told us all that we could join in. And I went along for a Triton Sea Day, and I loved it. And ever since I've been in Cadets. So.
Great. Is this your first year here?
Yeah.
And how do you like it?
It's good. It's good so far.
It's a really, really nice place to be, huh?
Yeah.
And wait till the weekend comes. Then you're really going to love that. And let me just go right next to you. We have Corporal Reese Cullen. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you got it right.
Okay. And Corporal, I'm just going to ask you basically the same question. Let us know, how did you get interested?
Well, basically, since a young age, I've wanted to fly planes, aircraft, or at least work on them, because I prefer working hands-on. So my mum did some research up online and saw that there was Air Cadets. And like Corporal next to me, they also came to my school and told me where my nearest squadron was. So I went in for a day, and I went through my intake, which is basic training, and I just enjoyed it ever since. So I've been going for the past 4 years.
So let me take a guess. What is your long-term goal?
Well, after I timed out of Air Cadets and finished my college course, I do plan on going into the RAF either as an airman or as an engineer to go up the ranks and hopefully get to flying.
Great. Okay, now there's another, I got in my notes here, is another interesting fact. And today is a very special day, I understand.
It is.
Would you mind elaborate on that a little bit?
It's the 96th anniversary of the formation of the Royal Air Force. So we were formed on the 1st of April, 1918.
There you go.
We're celebrating that this evening, getting a birthday cake for the Royal Air Force. I noticed there's plenty on Twitter and Facebook about it already, but we'll be adding our contribution later.
Yes. I had the pleasure of interviewing the cadets last year, and I understand they had a great time. They had a blast. Actually, they went flying around here, which is good. Now, how many cadets do you have here this year?
36.
Yeah. And they're all volunteers.
All volunteers, all paid their own way. I think roughly equated from how much I charge them in the UK, I think it's about $1,600. So it's a fair whack of money.
Oh yeah.
Value for money, yes. You know, they're here for 2 weeks. And that's for board and lodgings.
Yeah.
say Sun and Fun provide the board. So all we need to buy is the food. So you know, we've got our own campsite. That's permanently there for us to use, which is fantastic. Really makes it a lot easier, our own kitchen area. So really thankful for Sun and Fun and the volunteers for building it. You know, it really does make the camp much easier. But yeah, the 36 cadets come from all over London and the South East region. So all the home counties. Most of them have never really met each other, all from different squadrons.
Right.
So this camp, very cultural, very educational.
Yeah.
They do get to make new friends. Very much out of their comfort zone. Yeah. I say, you know, some of them do come very sheepishly, you know.
Right.
They've heard about the camp before, but yeah, I'm really impressed with them, because it takes a lot to come all the way over here, a long way from home.
Yeah,
but everybody here makes them feel so welcome. You know, really get very few people sort of homesick. You know,
well, it's a tremendous undertaking. I mean, you know, just coming here and helping be part of the aviation world.
Oh, it's, yeah.
And this experience is unique. I mean, I'm pretty sure that this is something that you guys will remember for the rest of your life. I mean, this is just something that is embedded in there. And now, if my memory serves me right, I believe you are from Kent County.
Kent County.
Right?
Kent County. That's the original area that the camp grew up in. So basically, it was Welling Squadron and Bexley Heath. There's a few squadrons that basically had the first camp. I thought it started off at Venture, at Oshkosh. And the CAP have got it so wrapped up there, we really, although we were welcome, there really wasn't a great deal for us to do.
Right.
And it was somebody there that sort of said, well, he knew of a flying, he'd just started sort of, you know, fledgling flying down in Florida in the spring.
Right.
Weather was nice. And they were looking for an awful lot of volunteers. And that's how it got started. Started off in antiques and classics and went to the volunteers parties, got to know more areas, area chairman. Thought, like, that's a good idea, we'll have some of that. And nowadays we're very much requested. You know, area chairmen's come up to us asking why they haven't got British Air Cadets in their area. And we do try and please, but you can only spread them so far.
That's right, that's right. I actually, I was going to go to the Isle of Wight.
Oh, yes.
Which is at Southern.
Yes, it is, yes.
Southern, because I'm a designated pilot examiner.
Okay.
I do check rides and stuff. And, but it fell through.
Oh.
But when I was talking to the people at the school, that's when the thing they warned me about the weather, you know, it says, well, this is not Florida.
You know, unpredictable. It's very, here you probably work out the weather and it's going to do exactly what it says. In England, it can change, you know.
Well, the weather is totally different.
Yes.
Over there, I guess the flight time that we can have here is not basically the same as the one that we can have there.
I trained a few years ago to get my helicopter license, and you know, it takes an awful lot longer. People come over here because they know they can pretty much get it done within a certain amount of time. In the UK, you couldn't guarantee that.
that's cool. Well, yeah, we have a lot of things. That's why this area here is like the training capital of the world, right?
Oh, yes.
Because we train over, I believe it's about 20% of the pilot population in the world gets trained in this area.
Well, there's a lot of flight
schools.
In
this district, yes. You know. I should say Orlando and Tampa, both of those. Is there anything else that you would like to say about the Air Cadets?
Apart from, I think it's a fantastic organization. Very much aviation is at its heart, and coming here really is, I must admit, coming here actually brings our training to life. You know, it's very hard to show people a Saturn V rocket back in the UK. We're taking them to the Kennedy Space Center.
Right.
Because as we have our training program involves space shuttles, you know, the space program, and going to Kennedy Space Center brings it to life. You can actually see it. You've got Atlantis there. You know, you can, you know, coming here, you've got so many exhibits, so many engines, so many different aircraft. You know, you can actually see all these aircraft in the flesh. You can climb aboard, you can talk to the pilots. You know, it really is, for aviation, this is just a fantastic.
Yes.
And also the cadets go in the workshops.
Yep.
So where we can show them that an aircraft has a rib, they can actually go and build one.
Exactly.
You know?
And there's just being here in those workshops is just an experience in itself.
Yeah.
And as far as you were saying before about the Cape and everything, that's a motivation in itself.
Ooh.
Because you can see where you can be, you know, and
yeah.
Kind of you experience it there at the same time. So,
and one of the last things we have done whilst we've been here, we went down to MacDill Air Force Base, and we actually met the British contingent from Central Command. So we've got a British commander from the Royal Navy and an RAF warrant officer that are stationed over here for 6 months with the coalition.
Oh, you were able to connect?
Yeah, we've actually had a briefing from Central Command and them telling us, it opens the cadets' eyes to things you probably wouldn't hear at the recruiting office. You know, nobody tells you can go to MacDill, you know, as nice as it is with the glistening water all around the bays and the beach, but it's an amazing base.
So you were able to make it to MacDill?
Yeah.
What do you think about Matteo?
It was amazing. Yeah. I've never seen a base so big, because at home they're not as big as that with the beach and everything. So it was really interesting. It was huge.
And what do you think? Take the.
Oh. Yeah. It was just like amazing to see how big it was, because it took us quite a while to drive around it all, and like we only saw a small area of it. And it was nice to meet all the people, talk to them, see what they do, and how they affect what's going on in the world.
Yeah, I remember my first experience in MacDill, because I went there and we had the high altitude chamber, you know, where they took us and simulate, you know, that you're at altitude, and they take the oxygen away. And wow. So it was a tremendous experience. And well, you're probably going to take that with you, and that's going to be in your forefront there for a long time to come. Lieutenant, I'm sorry, but we have gotten to that point now where we need to say goodbye.
Okay.
And we really enjoy
your
presence here. Not only your presence, but what you do for Sonam Fund. And it is greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
And of course, what it does for the young men and women that look to aviation as a career, I think is a tremendous undertaking. Thank you so much for joining us. And my name is Diego Alfonso with the Florida Aviation Network, and we will see you soon.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.